Would you mention one more time how to watch feelings rise and pass away? Yeah, you can only do it by watching. It's a really important aspect to be reminding oneself of, in the sense that the way the mind works, we have to rely on concepts and ideas and attention and mindfulness, so that by framing our attention, by setting up an intention to be attentive to feelings, then we start to notice them. And also sort of comes back to a certain extent to the hindrances, in the sense of noticing when we get caught in doubt, in the sense of I'm not able to see these feelings clearly. Am I doing it the right way? And that then we undermine ourselves, and then it sort of, gee, I don't know how to see feelings clearly. But probably what's happening is one's not seeing the hindrance of doubt clearly. So coming back and identifying, hey, what's the particular hindrance? Why aren't feelings clear to me? So then it's seeing that aspect of whether it's restlessness or dullness or doubt. Then when that's identified, and also by setting that intention of, okay, I want to see the nature of feeling more clearly, so then the mind can go in that direction because one's framed it.